7:30 GMT. This is the BBC World Service, The World Today.
Welcome back. And today, America cuts $78 billion from its defense bill.
The president of Uganda tells us of his hopes for Sudan after the referendum.
Coptic Christians in Germany celebrating Christmas, but in a climate of fear.
And can Welsh expertise save one of the great Egyptian pyramids?
Sports, of course, over the next half hour, all after the news.
BBC News with Jim Lee. The American Defence Secretary, Robert Gates, says he wants to make cuts of nearly $80 billion in the military budget over the next 5 years. He said this was needed to help bring the country's ballooning fiscal deficit under control. The Agriculture Ministry in Germany says that nearly 5,000 farms, mainly in the northwest of the country, have been closed following concern about dioxin contamination, five times the number of farms previously thought to be affected. The government of the incumbent president of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, has expelled the British and Canadian ambassadors. Last week, the two countries had withdrawn accreditation from Ivorian ambassadors in their capitals. More than a million people are reported to be suffering from the effects of drought in the semi-autonomous state of Puntland in the Horn of Africa. A Somali mission just back from the region warned that 200,000 families were facing real hardship because of the lack of rain over the last 10 months. The UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has appointed an independent panel to investigate what caused the cholera epidemic in Haiti. Some Haitians have blamed UN peacekeepers from Nepal for the epidemic because the first cases were detected near their base. The former guerrilla leader in Laos, Vang Pao, has died in exile in the United States. He was 81. Vang Pao led thousands of ethnic Hmong fighters in an American-backed force during the Vietnam War in the 1960s and 70s. Scientists studying leaf-cutting ants have found that as the insects get older and their teeth wear out, they retire from that work. The researchers at the University of Oregon discovered that when the older ants can no longer cut through the leaves, which are an important part of their food supply, they switch to leaf carrying. Cricket and England have won the fifth and final test in the Ashes series against Australia. They won the game in Sydney by an innings and 83 runs. BBC News.
The referendum this weekend, which could divide Sudan into two countries, is being closely watched across the border in Uganda. The Ugandan president, Yoweri Museveni, has long backed South